A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 15th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opposition MDCT Presidium.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voadebele.com and www.voashona.com.
The National Council resolved that there has to be a political settlement that inspires confidence nationally, regionally, and internationally. To this end, the National Council, the party's supreme making body in between Congress, resolved that the way forward is a multi-partisan national transitional authority. Once bitten, twice shy. It is our firm belief that the NTA must not be sculptured as an inclusive government we established 7 years ago. The NTA must, by statute, separate and operate parallel to the National Executive Authority of Government, but with a specific mandate. The current regime should be left to deal with its own mess, but we cannot, should not make our hands dirty in this area. The NTA will have a very limited tenure and specific mandate to, among other things, one, to supervise the implementation of the Constitution, including alignment of laws to the same. Two, to oversee and monitor the work of commissions, such as the Human Rights Commission, the National Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Reconciliation Commission. Three, to oversee the political reform agenda, some reforms of which are now enshrined in the new constitution, as well as being involved in the preparation for a credible election. Instead of appointing one, I'm going to appoint two to assist me and the Vice President in charting this party towards the 2018 election. I have considered a number of factors, maturity, seniority, demographic considerations. We must not forget that we have a young generation that is now emerging, that is demanding that we do something about that. So in that regard, I am going to propose that Elias Mzuri will be one of the vice presidents. Nelson Chamisa will be one of the vice presidents. So in that regard, it puts closure to this and ensure that we now have a work to do and to mobilize all the people and to ensure that we have this task to discharge. Thank you very much.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the leadership, changes rather, of leadership in the opposition movement for democratic change.
And of course, MDC founding president and former Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai today increased the size of his party's presidium by appointing Nelson Chamisa and Mutsuri as his two other deputies.
Of course, Tsvangirai announced the appointments at his Harare home. Mr. Mutsuri, for starters, is the former mayor of Harare. He also served briefly as the minister of energy during the tenure of the government of national unity. And Mr. Nelson Chamisa is the former secretary general of the Zimbabwe National Students Union. He was also the president of the SRC, that is the Students Representative Council at Harare Polytechnic. He also served as the party youth chairperson, and during the tenure of the government of national unity, he was the ICT minister. Gibbs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kulapha usanda usixhuma zulukandaba lamhla sikhuluma khonoku okwenzakala ku-MTCT. Sizokutheke usekhethe umnumzana uNelson Chamisa lo mnumzana Elias Mzuri ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe. Nxa sikukhangela nje kumbe abantu bekhangela bathi uMnumzana uTsvangirai wenzela ke ukuthi kungabe lokulwisana phakathi kwebandla lakhe. Kodwa babe khona abanye abathi kunoko akwenzayo kuzayenza ukuthi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe abe ngani usesindwa kancane. Abanye babona ngazani ke ufuna ukuthi amfake eceleni nxa ukuthi sokukhethwa umongameli omutsha. So ufuna uzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngalokho? Ngina uhlelo Zulu.
Of course, the appointments we understand are causing friction within the MDCT. Those are some of the issues that we will be discussing. Some are saying maybe the two should not have been appointed since they lost elections when the party had its Congress. But others are saying the MDC constitution allows Mr. Tsvangirai to make such appointments. Tira kunzwa kuti munoti kudi nekudomwa kwava Nelson Chamisa nava Elias Mudzuri kuti vange vari vamwe vateedzeri vemutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vachitsigiranawo zvakare naamai Thokozani Khuphe vanziwo navatsvangirai ndo vanenge vari kana kuti first vice president sezvo vakasarudzwa paCongress. Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by some of our guests. We had Mr. Dumisani Nkomo. I'm told that his line has dropped. Who else do we have?
We also have Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. I understand Mr. Nkomo is back. Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Nkomo, what do you think about you know, the appointments that were made by Mr. Tsvangirai today?
Yeah, I think the appointments of Elias Mudzuri and Nelson Chamisa were an attempt by Morgan Tsvangirai to try and manage succession politics, because obviously for a long time both the Mudzuri and Chamisa have been touted as leading various factions of the MDC. However, I think in attempting to solve one problem, he may have created another problem, because it then means that it...
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga, while we try to reconnect with Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Mavinga, what is your take on these appointments?
Well, Blessing, firstly, I think we need to separate issues. So the first thing that I would say is congratulations to VP Chamisa and VP Mudzuri. But having said that, I want to agree with my brother, Dumisani Nkomo, that this may have been an attempt to deal with issues of succession within the party. So it was an attempt to solve a problem, but which may actually create a number of problems. So I foresee that there could be turbulence before things stabilize. Why? Because critics will look at the MDCT constitution, whether it has been followed to the letter and in spirit in terms of these appointments, whether the president of the party had such power, or the National Council had such authority to make that decision in between congresses. That's number one. Number two, whether or not there is provision for the three vice presidents in the constitution. And number four, from a gender perspective, this might be viewed as a slight on the first vice president, Thokozani Khuphe, being a woman, and now there is a presidium with four people, three men and one woman. So some critics may not see it lightly to say a woman has been slighted, she has been fighting alongside Tsvangirai, and other critics may even raise the issues of the purpose of Congress. There are people like in the structures like Douglas Monzora who may have done better than Honorable Chamisa at Congress. And so how does that sit, the relationship between the authority of the president to appoint and the Congress power to vote in terms of a movement for democratic change? So these are some of the things that we need to tease out and look at without putting personalities into the framework.
But some Mr. Mavinga might argue that people might have been elected at Congress, but they are short on delivery. hence this shakeup?
Well, I think, you see, the MDC is on the forefront as a movement for democratic change to try and build something that is clearly and distinctly different from ZANU-PF in terms of approaches. So they must be seen to be doing that. So there is need to place emphasis on the democratic aspects. And I believe the MDC president, Tsvangirai, should have gone, I think, more into detail explaining how it has come about. I read his statement that he put out this morning. He said he has been directed by the National Council, and therefore he is acting on that directive. But beyond that, there is need to explain the democratic framework through which this was arrived at. And I think the issue of explanation, of clearly explaining to the party members and to the public at large who will be voting for the MDC is important.
Thank you. I think Mr. Nkomo is back.
Yeah, what's going on? Baba Nkomo, usakuluma lapana, what is this time in Sintu? If one of us is going to be so, okay, kuluma lapana, Baba Nkomo, kuti okwenziwe ngumnumzana Tsvangirai kungani akusoze kuhambe kuhle kumakhuphe kambona ukubona njani khona
ye ngoba kepha khanyizani uyamayisa nje kepha khanyizani umkhangelela phansi ubona zani kanelisi ukuthi asebenze nje kuhle njengomsekeli wakhe ngendlela ezimbili ukuthi kumbe ungumama kumbe ukuthi uvela esihlangothini lamaNdebele. So mbona zani khona lokho kungahlupha phambili ikakhulu uma nxa sikhangela ukuthi ochamisa labo mjuri uma elections laphana internal ku-MDC babeludlile. So khonokhona mbona zani yinto engalunganga kakhulu njalo nxa sikhale ukuthi iphathi nxa izaba lama-vice president angu-3 sibili isizanu leso phela sibili sesisiya sesibona sibili uphawu lokuba lobuzanu phakathi kwalabo vice president abangu-2 abangu-3 pho ilizwe nxa selibuswa kuzaba lo vice president abangaki you can imagine nxa sekule GNUA eyinye encinke beselabo vice president abayi-4 or 5 of course kebe udinga utshintsha i-constitution kodwa still hayi mbona zani isinde good president ukuthi iphathi yombangazwe yombusazwe ibe labasekeli abathathu.
Ye ngicela ufake ngesikhiwa ikakhulu lokho kakhuphe wathi ukukhuluma ukwenza ukuthi abantu abangakudobhanga bakudobhe kuhle briefly nje.
I think it's not a good precedent for him to have appointed 2 extra vice presidents because it seems to infer that the incumbent vice president of his party is incapable of delivering on the grounds of either a gender or ethnicity or even a competence. So really, I think this really undermines the his deputy president. But at the same time, it's a very bad precedent because having 3 vice presidents is something which is more synonymous with the ZANU-PF. But now we're finding that the MDCT is actually now following in the footsteps of ZANU-PF by appointing an extra 2 vice presidents and we find that some of them actually lost in the elective congress of the MDCT. So it's a very bad precedent. It means people that have lost in elections can then be reappointed into senior positions. It's a very bad precedent. It's a very bad culture. It's the height of ZANU-ism. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo. Let's go to our listeners. Let's go to Germany first. There's Mr. Brighton Masuku. Mr. Masuku, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Whereabouts in Germany are you? Munich? Hamburg?
Yeah, I just want to comment, make a contribution about the move that Morgan has made today. Mm-hmm. I think the strategy is good for the people and for the party and for the future of the party as well. Because you can see that giving young blood a chance shows the quality of leadership within the MDC. And that's, we want to see that as young people, the party being represented by the young people and young people taking the decisions of our future. And of course, some people undermine the decision. They think maybe it undermines the integrity of Cooper. Mm-hmm. But Cooper, I think he should be very happy to have those guys working with him for the betterment of Zimbabwe, so that we can bring down the skeleton rule and deliver better and a prosperous Zimbabwe. I think it is a good move for the people and for the MDC as well.
Mm-hmm. But what is your take on those who are saying, well, wait a minute, Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mzuru lost elections at Congress. Why should they be appointed?
Yeah, of course, but they do have leadership qualities that we want. Mm-hmm. Of course, people have lost elections, but you could see that Chamisa, for example, is someone who has been in the government, in three branches of government, legislative, executive and the judiciary. He has the ability to lead, and that's what we want in Zimbabwe, to have such people mm-hmm. to take part and lead the country to a better one day.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Masuku, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You heard there from Mr. Masuku, Gibbs. Vamasuku ari kuti hapana chakaipa kuti vari kufara kuti vatsvangirai vaita izvi vachinyanyosimbisa kuti vari kufara nekuti pana vachamisa anova mutungamiri wechidiki vanoti ndo zviri kudiwa nevanhu vakawanda kuti vechidiki vapowo mabasa epamusoro vachitungamira.
So, Mr. Mavinga, you heard it from Mr. Masuku. He says this is perfect, especially for Chamisa, you know. Your reaction to that?
Yes, this is why I said, Gibbs, look, this is why I began by congratulating the two gentlemen who have been appointed. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying in terms of democratic principles and values and perceptions, this is what needed to be managed more to avoid turbulence. Issues of gender, to say, is it because there was a woman deputy president or not? Issues of where the MDCT constitution stands. And this might renew critics, some who have left the party previously, around issues of adherence to the constitution. So I would not know, because I do not have a copy of the MDCT constitution.
The constitution, Mr. Mavinga,
needed to be explained.
The constitution, the constitution,
to the party membership and to the broader public, because the public is looking to the MDC as a movement for democratic change. So there should be as minimal as possible comparisons with ZANU-PF.
But Mr. Mavinga, I think the constitution allows Mr. Tsvangirai to make those appointments. And about the deputy, the vice president, I mean, if you look at the American example, for example, the president is the one who is elected, and then he appoints a vice president who does not have to go through the electoral system. Is America less democratic?
Blessing, this is what I'm saying needed to have been put in the intro by the president in his appointments, to explain clearly the democratic framework that has been pursued to arrive at the appointment. Because not everyone has a copy of the of that constitution in terms of what can or cannot be done. Because people might jump to make comparisons with the ZANU-PF constitution or the ZANU-PF way of doing things. So it was important, in my view, to have that preamble that says, by the powers vested in the president, according to this paragraph of the constitution, that he can make appointments up to this point. Because remember, one of the criticisms that has been leveled against Mugabe was that of concentrating power in himself and appointing everyone in the Politburo and abolishing elections in ZANU-PF. So you then needed to have someone who explains what the role of the Congress would be, or why this has happened now in between Congresses. Because now what has happened is a bolt out of the blue, and what follows is speculation.
But Mr. Mavinga,
as to what it means,
Mr. Mavinga,
happened, and whether or not it was done
Mr.
in a
Mavinga,
democratic manner.
Mr. Mavinga, I mean, just this was also agreed at that particular Congress that a second vice president should be appointed. The Congress actually made that agreement, but we'll come back to that point. Gibbs,
okay. Yeah, what to start again? Umnumzano Nyoni, Baba Nyoni, kunjani zim?
It's kono wabinzani.
I speak like a kulu Nyoni. I was telling you when I want to, I'm going to go organize umnumzano Tsvangirai.
I'm going to go to the MTC. uMnumzane Tsvangirai la indaba esezangani ukuthiwa libe yinto enziwa yizani. Kuzani kulo mphoko kulo lokuzeni lo uNandakwa. Umuntu ongu-vice chairman kaMgabe. Ngapha la ilokuzeni kulo mama uMakhube. Kathe sekuqambula ukuzeni 2 o-vice bakhe. Kathi umama uMakhube usesoleni. Ngokunye kunganika ukuthi akusamphathi kuhle mina.
Isingathi wena
laba abanye asebaduma ukuthi babe ngovice bahwela ngaphi bona imali yakho nasebeyizuza ngayiphi indlela.
So wena umbono wakho ubona ngani nga uchiye kunjalo vele?
Ngombono wami phela. Hayi, ubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai izandla beli selingani ngiyitshayisa ngokuvalo sifike iqiniso yibelelo. Angihlelali ithemba lokuthi lilandle lingasikhiphe ebunzimeni bebe besilabo kuzame u-P F. Kungani izinto zakhona sezifuna ukufanana? Ubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai laba bantu umama uMakhupha kusole kakhulu kuye kuyini? Kumbe sekukhetha bona ababakibo layo abesitshonini njengangabo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke ungadinwa la kusasa babanyoni. So the phones are cutting and cutting and cutting. But what Mr. Nyoni was saying is that what Mr. Tsvangirai did is very sad indeed. He says actually it's scary because, you know, he says Mr. Tsvangirai is now behaving like Mr. Mugabe. And he says what's really wrong with Ms. Kube? He believes that maybe he should have left the status quo to remain as it was. And he says he does not trust Mr. Tsvangirai anymore. He's lost confidence in him.
Let's go to Chipinge. Kuna mpofu. Makadi mpofu.
Hey, makadi iko.
Ai, watiri nani. Mungo tamba ere kanyo.
Ah, kanyo kuno tamba unono.
Bas, guazwa tauru. Wandiva Tsvangirai. Bulotu kudi.
Ndikona semuvhu yakanaka because vachamisa vanenge vachitogurumiwawo. I think vamwe vanhu vari kumhanya kumberi tikatarisa. I think pane imwe post ye prime minister vakupa. Handifunga kuti vatsvangirai vavarasaini. Ndo zvandofunga pamwe vaine post iyo vakatoizevhera ipapo.
Saka imuri kuti zvaitwa zvakanaka.
Zvavaita izvozvo imuvhu yakanaka chaizvo.
Ko vari kuti tide zvasiyiwa zvakadaro kane kuti vakaita zvavaita izvi zvaakuita kunge zvezanu PF zvekuti munhu wese munhu mumwe chete ndiye anoita zanondega achisarudza vanhu vanotungamira.
Ndifunga kuti vakazviita vari voga because zvakaitwa pacongress yavakaita kaizvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Crispin pachipinga.
Zvakanaka.
Mashuma.
Zvapenda.
You heard Gibbs, that's Crispin in Chipinge. He's saying it's a good move. There's nothing wrong. He says probably Mr. Tsvangirai is grooming Nelson Chamisa.
Now, let's turn to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you still on the line?
Yes, Gibbs, I'm here.
With what Mr. Tsvangirai has done, you know, there are some people who are not happy at all. So does it mean that if ever he was in government, he was going to have a bigger cabinet and a bigger presidium and big, big, big people inside there, you know? Is that the case?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, Gibbs. I think here it is. I think it's, the key issues would have been about process and how membership and the general public is informed about really how the appointments have been arrived at and what it means, perhaps even addressing those issues. So I think the president of the party should have anticipated some of the key questions that would emerge from grassroots membership who may not have been aware of this impending move, as well as from the general public, because it's not just about a party as an organization that is exclusive to itself. It's about a party that is cultivating an image in the people of Zimbabwe of what it stands for. So in my view, those things should have been addressed as well. Whether or not this then implies a bloated cabinet or not, that would have been addressed in a sentence. But more importantly, the constitutional issues that people would have, the issues of saying, recalling that the Congress agreed on these points. I think it's important because now there has been a bit of time between the Congress and these appointments.
But this, Mr. Mavinga,
to be reminded about that.
Can I intervene just 1 second? Sure. Some people may interpret this to mean that Mr. Tswangira is a detector, right?
Well, that interpretation, there is room for that interpretation, given that perhaps people would not have known a fuller background. So what I'm saying, my own take is that the democratic principles and values should have been put at the fore and should have been clearly highlighted to say the president has arrived at these decisions, why and what processes he followed, which is clearly stipulated, if it is, in the party constitution, and which was resolved, if it was, at Congress, and then quoting the relevant resolution that has empowered the National Council to make this decision today. I think those things would have made it very much easier for this process to flow. But as it is, there could be turbulence because of the manner in which it was put out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tinamkoma Hebet Dube Parunare Magadi. Aiwa tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Herbert Manzwa nyaya iri mugango iyi.
Tiripo magadi henyu.
Tiripo.
Ini pfungwa dzangu unoona kuti zvaita vasvangira zvakanaka, chete vanhu ndo vakutomanyira zvinhu, asi zvinhu zvakanaka sereki zvigaro hazviperi.
Ko vari kuti vanhu vanofanira kusarudzwa kwete kuita kunongedzerwa.
Unangodzerwa hauna zvaunoreva sezvo kuti ndiye mutungamiri takatarisira kuti ndiye akaita zvese zvavatoita zvitori raiti
hamuoni chakaipa
hapana chakaipa zvitori raiti sere
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Herbert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu foni yavo inenge iri kuti nonokei asi tinotenda but he's also saying that there's nothing wrong with the appointments that were made Gibbs.
Yes, now let's read some messages on Facebook that some of them are coming in, some came in long back. So Jepson Manyetu says, I'm yet to see an African leader with leadership qualities similar to Tswangirai's. However, Tswangirai must not leave the post until we fulfill our mission. Then we've got Tawanda Hope Chinyika, who says, Tswangirai is now grooming Chamisa. By so doing, I want to applaud him for this positive move. Had we had the opportunity to have such leadership qualities, our Zimbabwe would not be bleeding from the top center and elsewhere. This is good wisdom. Then Benjamin Mbejani says, nothing about it, considering that Tswangirai's health is failing him. He has shown the world his succession plan. There is going to be life after Mr. Tswangirai. The MTCT will remain intact. Well done, Moki, in Tswangirai, I believe.
We have Mandaza who says, well, I personally think he is right. Given his state of health, he could be heading towards the exit. I'm sure the three were always the front runners. So by appointing them to the same level, they are at an equal footing. Roy says, we wait and see. Brian says, he's a wise leader. That strategy will unite his party. Fedson says, he's a wise leader who understands succession process. And we'll continue to read those messages, of course. Our radio listeners, unfortunately, we end here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.